One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Well, I'm talking on a normal mic, but I am no more than a normal mic.
And Tim Galpakis.
What is up?
He's no normal mic.
I'm no normal mic.
You're talking on a normal mic.
I'm talking on a normal mic, but I am no more than a normal mic.
You're no more than... So
isn't that what we were saying before?
Yeah, but you said you're no more than a normal mic, so you are on a normal mic, but you're... I think your tagline should be... I'm talking on a normal mic, but I'm no normal mic.
That's what it was. Why am I throwing the more in there?
Because yeah, you want to be a normal
mic. That brings you right back.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes, that's right, folks. We're back in real life again.
All three together again, and I just had a delicious barbecue chicken sandwich made by Chef Jeff.
Chef Jeff Boyardee.
Cheferson.
Ooh, that is good.
Instagram, ooh. At Cheferson.
At Cheferson.
Cheferson Dutton.
Cheferson and his duddy delightfuls.
How about Cheferson mutton?
Oh.
I make the meat you love to eat.
And if this is all very good.
I'll open a restaurant called Shea Cheferson.
Shea Cheferson.
Yeah, that was, it smelled good. I'm still not eating the meat.
Right.
I don't know if...
We had ourselves some Impossible Burgers earlier today.
We sure did.
And those were no slouches either.
You made those up pretty good.
Thanks.
Were they still pink in the middle when you ate them?
They were, which I think... I bet, like, Impossible Burger worked hard to, like, figure out how to make that.
Well, they put in blood.
Yeah.
Oh.
From animals.
From humans. Well, but Jeff does
this
thing...
That's what these animal rights people are like. They'd rather kill a human...
They'd rather kill an Impossible Burger. Jeff made this thing. What did you fry? You fried them.
Yeah, fry one side.
But then you put them in like a mustard fry?
I put mustard on the top of the patty, right? With a little soy sauce.
Yeah.
And then when you flip it, that thing just goes right on the grill. they call that mustard fried, and you can do that at In-N-Out.
Mustard fried, wow. You know what I have not attempted at home is the smash. Have you smashed at home?
Mm-mm. No.
Wait a minute.
Hey. No, I have not.
Yes, no, I have not.
No, never smash. I should do it.
Is a smash burger when you fuck the burger and then make it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And then the burger's what? Covered in jizz.
I imagine
nasty stuff.
I imagine the first time smasher makes too big of a pancake. You got to start with way less than you think. Because once you smash it way down,
yeah,
the it gets wide, real wide.
What's the difference? What's the smash? It's just kind of like there's no, you don't shape it really?
I think you take like a ball and you just press it into the grill until it's like thin.
Mm. Yeah, it's sitting there for 1 second, it looks like a meatball, but then they... it's like, it looks like an iron, yeah. But it's
and then
not,
they... Oh!
Yeah, and then they...
Oh, God.
Oh,
see, that's why this is confusing now with the smash burger.
This is kind of a raunchy episode, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Jeff.
Yeah,
a what? A couple of weeks ago, we had
put this on me. This is your show. You host this part.
We had a whole bathroom humor episode kind of recently. Now, this one is just the fuck episode, I
guess.
Yeah,
all right. Enough of that fuck talk.
Yeah, more
no
talk.
Fuck talk.
No FT on the P.
We're here to talk about Apple Booze.
Yep.
That's right.
Applebee's.
What's Applebee's neighborhood restaurant? Is that what that?
Neighborhood Grill and Barn Grill.
I like that Barn Grill sound. That sounds like a
eating
cool
good
place
in
to
the
be.
Neighborhood.
Yeah,
you like the Barn Grill?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's always sounds so appealing to me is Friday night, they're dressed to kill down at Dino's Bar and Grill. The boys are back in town.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I love the idea of like getting dressed to kill and going out to a bar and grill. You know, like, I'm going to meet some ladies, eat a couple ribs.
I don't, a bar and grill.
Jalapeno poppers.
I don't even really know what I picture exactly with a bar and grill.
Sure you do.
But I know, but I feel like there's so many different types.
Applebee's.
Yeah.
I think that that is a...
How wildly that's different are they?
That's a family restaurant that came out of the Fern Bar tradition, kind of.
Sure.
I would say bar and grill is more bar. You know, it's a bar with a grill. You could get a burger at the bar.
I tell people about the Fern Bar all the time.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm at a Fern Bar, I tell them about it.
I say, I know this is
one.
You know where the first one was? TGI Fridays. Did you know that it's in Cocktail? It is.
It is. Do you want anything to eat, sir?
No.
No.
Anything to drink? I already have my drink.
I brought my own drink from home.
I'm on a podcast where we talk about drink making.
TGI Fridays was like the first one, right?
Right.
We learned that on the pod.
We've settled that.
And then coming out of that, you got Applebee's. You got the 99 restaurant and pub on the East Coast. What else? Yeah, I mean, even like Outback feels like it comes from.
I'll give you the 99 feels more bar and grill to me. I'm thinking like though, yeah, that if it's like, yeah, a burger and a beer place, I guess that's a bar and grill.
A bar and grill to me sounds like a place where the waitress, female waitress, is a little older and she calls you honey.
But that could be a diner.
Yeah. Yes, but they're not serving booze at the diner.
Who is David Letterman's ex-girlfriend who was the original head writer of Late Night with David Letterman? Meryl Marco.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did she die recently?
Oh, I don't know. R.I.P. Big fan.
I'm looking that up.
While you look that up, I'll share my little recommendation, which is she directed this very funny video that's on YouTube where she interviewed, a long time ago, interviewed the waitresses at Cantor's. And they're all kind of very...
The grumpy ones.
They're grumpy. You think I'm allowed to say the word brassy? It feels like a word that has a connotation I wouldn't understand.
A brassy broad.
Well, I feel like the broad part of brassy broad is probably the more...
Is the worst part.
The bad part.
I feel like Jessica says brassy broad.
Yeah, when she says it, I think she kind of... She means it like a burlesque dancer, you know, that kind of brassy. Or just actual brass, like at a Fern Bar. Brass rails.
Hey.
Sometimes I'll do big rails of cocaine.
Yeah, and Tim, how's that working out for you?
Not bad. It makes me all coked up.
All right. Let me see here. Meryl Marco is, as of this podcast recording, alive and well. She's 73 years old.
Okay, let's try to get this episode out the door real fast. Meryl, we love your writing. She writes books now. She's great.
I like the idea of a bar and grill that's on the water. On a lake, but still sell seafood.
Yeah. Like shrimp and stuff, but there's not shrimp coming out of that lake.
I think about that all the time. Where my parents are from, there's a place called Lansy's on the lake. And it is exactly what you're picturing. And it's so funny that I went there and I ordered like popcorn shrimp or something. I'm like, what the fuck am
there's
I doing?
No fucking shrimp over there.
No shrimp here? I'm on Lake Sacandaga. Sacandaga.
Sacandaga.
Whatever. There's a lot that lake, because now I'm thinking of Lake George. They've got 10 places in a row where you get like wings and a Bud Light, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
That's real good.
Ooh, wings.
Or a cider.
Yes!
Put the cider, be cider.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's get into some bip, bip, bip.
Nice. I hope it's cider related this time.
Whoop!
Fucking TV now? Hey! Deke! It's booze news, you brunch bitch! You need a weed!
Go, 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 ghost of Craig T. Nelson!
Oh, nice. Sent to us by Zach Mack, a.k.a. the ghost of Craig T. Nelson on Instagram. And if you have a Booze News theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. We love that guy.
Yeah, I like that he has his little producer tag. Like,
yeah, that's a smart
like
idea.
Like Will made it.
he always comes out, like if we're talking about movies or something, he will put our faces on the movie posters of people. We post those.
Follow us on Instagram, folks. There's funny visuals.
He does. They're all great, but sometimes he puts our faces on things that our faces should not be on, and it haunts
freaks
dreams,
me out.
Haunts me. You haunted me, ghost of Craig T. Nelson.
Well, he's really good at looking through pictures of us until he finds the exact right angle. A lot of bad Photoshop, the heads are turned the wrong way or whatever, but he'll have like he'll put us on someone's body, and then the Adam's apple kind of lines right up.
Other times he'll chop out just our facial features and then nest them in like the head of someone else. Yeah. So it really does make me do a double take where I'm like, who is that? Oh, that's me.
Just little teeny little doinker of Booze News here. I just want I'm always interested in who's
on first. Oh God, I'm not getting into this routine again.
I am
so
a
confusing.
Student of comedy. I'm steeped in its tradition. No, I love seeing when a booze brand gets a celebrity endorsement, their sponsorship deal, and it says a lot about what the brand thinks their image is and who they're going for. You know, like not too long ago, I saw, Z-Way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She had a party and it was sponsored by Johnny Walker, and it was like the Johnny Walker Z-Way party. I was like, okay, cool. I see a New York, the cool fashion-y comedians of New York, and Johnny Walker is saying, hey, we want it. But this was one that caught my eye because Jägermeister comes up a lot on the show, but we have not ever had Jäger on the show, have we?
No, I don't enjoy it.
It hasn't been a mix.
You don't like it? Fran said it was just like college only, I feel like. I like it when it's really cold.
Yeah, I'll do it on a dare.
I've had it, but I don't think I've really like taken in when I've had it. Like it hasn't been very
conscious. I mean, it's a straightforward black licorice taste, and we kind of recommend it as an alt for a lot of the absinthe and stuff like that.
That notion of what a brand associates themselves with. Mm-hmm. There was a brand that we were trying to hit up. What was it?
Jenny's Gooder?
No, it was a boozy one. And I remember we reached out and they either didn't respond or they said no. And then a couple months later, their spokesman was Priyanka Chopra.
Who's that?
It's just like Nick Jonas's wife. She's like this beautiful actress.
Yeah. And like super like, smart and important.
And like, but like they were like a dumb boozy brand. And of course you contrast that with like a classy, a status
that's
spokesperson.
Exactly. I think that it says it's not really like this is what we think of ourselves. They're like, this is what we were told, we have a gap in this market and we're going for that.
Yes.
Well, because I remember like Heineken had Jay-Z as their guy for a long time, and that was really cool of Heineken. And you're like, oh, because Heineken had been like made fun of by Budweiser for being like
preppy
guys being like, I'm drinking an import and I drive a Saab, and it was uncool.
Right.
So then they were like let's get the opposite of a guy who's like a dork boring you about his beer.
Mm-hmm.
To think of Jay-Z, you know, like when we have sponsors, sometimes they send us the product. Jay-Z at his house having like a bunch of Heinekens in the fridge.
Wait, wasn't there a scandal with Cristal? Like, I think Cristal at one point came out and we were like, hey, look, we don't like all these rappers drinking our stuff.
And they were like, okay,
and
see
then, like, yeah, fuck off. And then like suddenly there was like a lot of Dom in songs.
From Cristal to Dom.
That's cool. Funny. I always wonder about Hennessy pops up in a lot of music. But then there's that one song, Pass the Cavassier. And I always wondered if Cavassier had reached out to them. And
Who's Pass the Cavassier? Is that Luda?
Cavassier.
Pass the Cavassier. Luda. I do think it's Luda. I was going to bring up to you, Jägermeister. I just was watching TV and I saw this commercial and it caught my eye because it had a funny slogan I want to share. But Jägermeister's new spokesman, this works perfect, Post Malone.
Hey, that's the guy. I can never remember his name, but I love his music.
We talked about him on our Patreon. And he's a funny guy and he's an enthusiast of kind of like lower shelf. He was the Bud Light guy for a long time, and then he was...
Is he not that anymore?
He might still be, but...
I like to think he is.
He did a whole Bud Light branded concert tour, and I remember seeing a clip where he was like, yes, this is... They're paying me, but I love Bud Light, and I would drink it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, pass the Kvassier, Busta Rhymes.
Busta!
Don't add us, everyone.
Yeah, geez. Well, so the vibe of this commercial is like Post Malone brings a bunch of people into a bar. They're celebrating and he's pouring like freezing cold shots of Jaeger and they hold him up that like they're going to toast. And then the slogan was funny. It goes, Meister every moment. And like, I think they meant like Meister, like he was the party Meister leading the party. But I read Meister every moment as like, drink Jägermeister every
moment again.
Hey, you got a free moment? That's a Jägermeister.
There was a Post Malone Bud Light commercial recently where he's like kind of the same thing. He comes to a bar and everyone's like joining him and he's cheersing and the kind of tagline, I forget exactly what it was, but the idea was like, we've been away at our homes for 2 years, so we're all coming back and let's make up for some lost time.
Yeah.
Drink that Bud Light.
Wait, that's funny because so this one did have a line that it was like, we've worked hard to get these moments back. Here's to keeping them forever.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So maybe
I was in, I thought mine was a Bud Light or the one
or
I'm talking about.
It's possible he's going to all these meetings being like,
I bet you every agency is just like, okay, the American consumer is back out in the world. How do we appeal to that?
And the tangible, it's such a funny thing to make it a cause. Like, yes, everyone was cooped up in their homes for 2 years. And yes, it's fun to be back at bars. But the idea of like, let's not take it for granted. I don't think anyone is. I think people are not taking it for granted. But the idea that it's like, so keep buying Bud Light or Jägermeister because we don't want to start another pandemic. And it's like, I guess it's the easiest way to start.
I've taken it for granted. I've forgotten all about the pandemic.
Well, I've seen you. You go out to bars, you don't order any alcohol. You just stand around.
So I say it's nice to be out.
You don't talk to anybody.
Seen all of you fresh-faced people.
Well, from now on, I want you to Meister every moment. And personally, I'm going to be looking at my GCal, and if I see a free moment in there, I'm going to mark it down to Meister.
I got no Gale Watch 2022 today. We got more problems in the copter chopper. It's the fucking audio shit up there is not working.
The
audio recording shit up there is not working. I do not know what's going on. That's nobody seems to fucking know what's going
crucial
on.
Crucial to a podcast.
Acast does not have the budget to get a proper tech person in the chopper copter.
So we can't. You got the engine going.
Engine.
The rotors are all fine.
We're up in the air. We're
fax
we still
machine,
go up.
Check
the
fax machine's still working.
Stuff's coming in. We got a soda machine up in that thing now. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Coolers.
You got to make some suicides on there.
What do you think we're doing up there? That's why we go up so much.
Well, we wish you the best with that.
I'll keep you posted on how that's going to all turn
out. Get that gear going. Hey, speaking of Acast, our podcast hosting platform that we're on, me and Jeff went to one of their events recently down at LA Live, met the gang, ate some sliders, tipped a few, had some tequila shots.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of out
there. Open bar, baby. Mike, you missed it.
You know what pissed me off? I missed it because I was at the fucking Austin airport.
Mm-hmm.
Delayed plane. I would have been there. But
yeah, but I'm sure you were munching a slider and dipping in the fries.
Yeah, dipping everything.
No more layovers from between New York and L.A., Michael. I want you straight shot, okay?
Hey, that's what I said. I got on the plane and said, look, people want me there now.
Now.
He said, all right, I'll take a vote. And I lost by just a fucking two people.
Damn.
How long did you get any? Do they have like Franklin barbecue at that airport or anything fun?
They did have some barbecue places. I didn't, you know, I wasn't eating meat, so I didn't eat it, but they all smelled delicious. But I don't know if I'm missing out on barbecue at the airport. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Okay if I missed that one.
You don't think they have the finest pit master?
I don't know.
And with that, wrap it up.
Whoa.
Okay. We've already mentioned what we're doing tonight. Cider. You've had?
I've had.
Mm-hmm. I have the same feeling.
I've had.
Yeah. We're not jumping up and down here, are we?
No.
No.
Stationary.
It's Yeah, well, we'll get into our thoughts of it later. But cider, okay, made from?
Okay.
Let's rally it back here. Cider is made from apples. Woo! You know what I'm talking about. One a day keeps the dentist doctor away.
The doctor at bay.
This is, I was reading on the Wikipedia. I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now. Ciders can range, I didn't know about this. The alcohol content can range from 1.2% to 8.5 ABV, or for more traditional English ciders, 3.5 to 12.
Ho!
12%.
Big window.
Oh, in UK law, it must contain at least 35% apple juice.
Sounds like a very fine.
Yeah.
Mott's comes to mind.
Yeah. Apple cider. Apples just feel very wholesome to me. A good student would give an apple to a beloved professor.
Yeah.
Or professors are trying to grease the wheels with slumping grade. The thing I learned about the apples, the cider, which I thought was cool, Julius Caesar back in 55 BCE, before Christ era, he was in...
Before Christ, Eric. If you're saying it to a guy named Eric.
The Julius Caesar and his Romans went to go to conquer some people up in Britain, and the Celts, they saw him drinking this cider. Celts.
Right? Irish?
I'm saying Celts as I'm like saying Celtics, but you're probably right. Celts. C-E-L-T-S. Fermented crabapple drink. So they brought it, the Romans brought it from there all the way back to Europe, and now like every country in the world has cider. There's like, right. Everyone's got their version of it.
And that's what's distinct about it is like, it's not brewed, it's not distilled, it's sugar. Fermented.
It's fermented, it's like fermented the way grapes are fermented for wine.
Yep.
And there's modern ciders and there's heritage ciders. Modern ciders are like made from apples, like your Gallas, your Granny Smiths, your blah, blah, blah. Your ones you'd find at...
Fuji.
Consumer, something you would eat.
Macintosh.
Fuji. Macintosh, my favorite apple. Okay, that's more the HBO. Okay, okay, that's it.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, so we got that figured out. The heritage apple is more of your crab apple.
Oh,
that's like what the old style, like the traditional in England, UK, they're getting old road apples off the ground.
Ooh, hard little walnut apples. Yeah. Can't even a squirrel would pass on it.
Actually, you know what a road apple is?
Road apple?
Yeah. It's, I think it's like dung from a mule or something.
Oh, a road apple.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Dung from a mule. Ew.
Or a horse.
Oh, okay.
A third.
That turned him around.
So, yeah, ciders. I mean, take a look at the Wikipedia. There's a whole bunch of shit you can read. it's so much of a, it's too much.
But we're having a fun, exciting cider experience today.
We are.
Listening, you hear us all together. And you figure the whole episode will probably just be them sitting there talking.
Cracking some ciders, boring, snoring.
Not so, friends. We're going out into the world. And we're going to have a white glove tour through the world of ciders.
Yeah.
And where's this place, Tim?
Right here in LA, in Virgil Village, Alma's Cider and Beer, they reached out to us. And we love that. Hey, if you own a bar, folks, DM us. We'll come to you. But... The owner of this place said, hey, if you're interested in cider, come on by. And yeah, it's a bit of a blind spot for us. So we said, we'll come on by. So today, instead of we're not making any drinks, we didn't buy any drinks. We're going to go there and we're going to learn about cider. I want to know like what's the down the middle, you know, like what's like the lager of ciders and then what gets fancy. Because my thing... Well, Jeff, you say you don't like it. What's your deal with it?
I just never default to it.
You ever bought one?
Yeah, I have, and I like them. I prefer them drier.
Have you had that Golden State one in the tall can?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet and dry is also a distinction.
Yeah, it's
like it's like a champagne.
Yeah, like a wine or something.
Which
like
is what my problems with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go, Mike. I see that.
But I go drier, and they're fine. Mitch, I think, defaults to cider these days.
Guy, yeah.
Yes.
That's like this, and I would say it's if I were to conjure... Too, right? What's that?
It's like less wheat, no wheat.
It's no wheat. Popular with people with a lot of different dietary restrictions because, yeah, it's gluten-free. There's no wheat. There's no yeast. And I think the wheat thing makes it more like paleo and keto friendly. I don't think it actually qualifies as either of those, but it's closer than having beer. So a lot of people with, I feel like when somebody at a table orders cider, I'm always like, they've got some sort of thing wrong with them. but then there's also, like,
no, I don't. Wow,
I don't think that
you weren't supposed to hear that.
Mitch isn't doing it for that reason. Cause when he's having like a, you know, non-healthy meal or whatever he has. I think there's a certain, I think there are kind of some kind of cider bros who are kind of beer adjacent guys. And they're like, hey, cider, you know, maybe Mitch had a lot of cider in New England or something, but
if it is an English thing or an Irish thing,
kind of taverny.
Yeah. Which is funny. Cause I always think of English and Irish as just beer drinking or stouts and Guinness.
No, they love cider.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I first had the dry stuff. Cause I feel like with cider, I thought of it as like autumnal and like, I like them.
Warm, spicy, yeah, seasonal.
But like I saved it for that. It's like, yes, maybe in October I would order two ciders, but I think of them as a sweet treat in the fall. Then I did a UK trip and I had some ciders that were like really dry, really light, not sweet at all. And I loved them. And some of them were pear and most of them were apple, but it would just be like a tall boy can and just like a very, very crisp, 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 light taste. And I said, now this, I could get behind.
You like,
yeah.
Me like you.
Do you remember the ABV?
I think it was like 4.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of them are pretty comparable to beer. I'm going into this with an open mind.
I am too, because I like being in something like this where you're getting like, you know, oh, you might taste this type of, a hint of this. So I said, okay, sure, I do.
Mike, they're going to pamper your ass.
Yeah. I hope so.
I'm curious. Alma's cider and beer, we don't know whether they're making it in-house, whether they just have a selection of stuff or whatever, but we're going to taste a few ciders and see if it is order again.
Oh.
Let's go!
I know you're doing the...
yeah.
You know what's funny is I love Wolf of Wall Street. That scene I don't even think of that scene.
Oh, I love that scene.
I don't dislike it, but like, I have trouble getting all revved up about McConaughey.
That's his only scene, right? That like, you got to pump those numbers up.
It's very clear that that's like, he didn't have much time to shoot that movie. And
well, he still looks like Dallas Buyers Club, and he's supposed to be a Wall Street guy, and he's still kind of dead looking.
Yeah. Well, he's a freak in that scene.
He's a freak in the sheets too. My God, I was in bed. This guy railed me.
All right, we're going to talk about that off the air too.
Blew my back out.
Folks, we'll see you at the cider bar.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
The concept here is, if we can get it, we have it. So cider from all across the globe.
Wow.
That usually gets no representation on other menus. You know, it's all beer, one or two ciders.
Exactly.
Trying to flip that script. So, 100 ciders and a few beers, a few wines, but cider is a focus.
Sick.
I would say our cider deal, like, we're not like cider guys. In fact, like, these guys are kind of almost anti-cider.
Not anti.
I don't want to say that now.
I was telling them, like, and I'm not like, I haven't had tons, but I feel like the moment for me was like, I kind of thought of it as like, I'm not really into sweet stuff, and I kind of thought of it as in the fall, if I'm on a pumpkin ride or something, I'll get. But then I was in London and I had like my first ever dry light cider that was really crushable, and I was like, okay, I'm into this. So I've been like having them since then. So that's what I like. If there's anything you would recommend that's almost just like the lager of ciders that's nice and crisp and light, that's a good way in, like a 101 cider.
Right. I don't know how you want to do it, but I kind of want to give you some taste of what's on draft just to get it.
Absolutely.
I think we should do like a little
tasty sounds.
Yeah, little guys to get us going. Oh, cheers. Cheers.
Bottoms up. Bing, bing, bing.
Spanish cider.
Glasses, too.
Yes.
Well, the Spanish one was an eye-opener for me because it was almost savory. It tasted like olives. Loved it. Then the French one was still very dry, tiptoeing more towards cider. Now we're getting into some pear stuff.
Is yours have a bunch of stuff in the pear?
You got a little bit of the sediment.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
You're going to want that sediment, though. It's good. It's good for you. Vitamins.
We've had about 9 ciders so far.
Yeah, we've had about 9 ciders.
And, like, the American ones are all good. They all do feel like we're heading a little bit more middle of the road than the early French and Spanish ones had a nice, like, distinct stank on them.
They don't have a punch. The American ones don't have, like, a punch you very hard.
I don't feel like I'm eating a rotten apple, you know?
The apple brandy cider we just had was really good. We are cidered out,
folks.
Here.
We just left Alma's.
We're on the sidewalk out here in Virgil Village, where the goings on happen.
The traffic is on the street.
We're not far from Squirrel, where they famously had mold in their jelly.
Oh, right.
Jelly. I'm kidding.
Now, first reactions. That's more cider than I've ever had.
We got a full tour. First off, this bar was a very cozy, wonderful little spot, and the bartender Lee gave us a whole trip around the world. We had Spanish cider, we had French cider, we had Swiss cider. Then we brought it back home with some like American ones that were flavored. But here was the thing: he started us off. He said he likes to give us, first you try the Spanish, because it obliterates your idea of what cider is, because it tasted like olives, basically. It was
like vinegar.
Yeah,
he said it was like a sour beer.
Then he worked his way around, and kind of as we got to the Swiss, you're like, that's what we were... There's a bubbly apple.
Right.
And yeah. then we got into some...
the more British and American ones and the blends.
Yeah, and then we were fully just having like a Vermont one that's made with gin botanicals, and it comes out of a can, and it's a fun little variation. But for me, overall... You know me, I'm a guy who likes the sticky, stanky,
yeah,
stinky, stink. I get nasty.
You're a nasty boy.
I like fermented shit. I like funky stuff. I like orange wines that have a stank on them. So I enjoyed learning about, the takeaway is like, you got to like fermentation because you're drinking rotten fruit, right?
Yeah.
So my favorite was the more kind of savory ones, and the Spanish one that tasted like olives was my favorite. But I really loved, as you might predict, I loved kind of everything I tasted. And I liked that I didn't have, nothing was sweet, nothing was cloying, nothing made my teeth feel like I had soda.
Right.
Standouts to me? What stood out to me was the cucumber ginger. That is a swayed by the smell thing. I was almost swayed to not even sip it. It tasted good to me.
I loved the smell, but then when I tasted it, I said, hey, if I'm at a, it's August and I'm at a wedding outdoors and it's hot and I want to cool down.
Who's to be wed?
The bride and groom. this was crushable. That was what you would call crushable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the most like traditional cidery taste that I'm used to that I liked was the Swiss one that just came to town.
Yeah,
like they just had an event here last night.
It's convenient that it was new yesterday, mm-hmm. and that was the one that
never been to the U.S. I don't think.
Right, new to the States,
mm-hmm.
and we had just come off the more vinegary traditional French and Spanish ones that use the heirloom apples. See, we don't have those heirloom apples because during Prohibition, heirloom apples weren't good eaten. A cider apple isn't a good eaten apple.
Right.
So America, we lost out on all those nice strains.
And you know what? I will say I was least impressed with the American ciders.
Same. And I think that's
no taste.
That's been my takeaway, is that my negative opinion of ciders were the ones that were trying to be most like lagers or try and fit in with like at an American bar. And if you just meet a cider on its own terms,
that's not afraid to be a cider, like you said, Jim, and not afraid cider. To be themselves, please.
I love how we're just category because we didn't listen to the names of these ciders or write them down. We're just going by country. So
I don't think he told us the names, because I think he
showed us the label.
We took some pictures, but this place had 100 ciders.
Sure, but oh yeah,
I was impressed that he knew like all.
But just in general, with us, like, I love treating, we're acting like, nice try, France, but it's like America, there's no exaggeration, there's 3,000 ciders made in America, and we're saying, oh, USA, don't go.
As far as I'm concerned, they haven't gotten one of them right.
You like the cucumber one.
Yeah, that's cucumber soda, basically.
Come on now.
Hey, he said it himself.
But I don't want to get us too far off topic of ciders here.
Why?
But there were a couple little flourishes that Lee gave us, and those were my highlights. When we started to get into some of these distilled things, there was this stuff that was apple brandy, folks, mm-hmm. with a little cider in it. And you know Timmy likes cognac. You know, I like a nice warm little sipper. And that shit was good. Then he brought stuff that it wasn't. What was it? Cardamom. We gotta look this up.
We'll say it in the outro. But it was. Yeah. It was pure apple. It was basically 80 proof apple brandy.
Yes. And this at this point, it's cider that has been distilled. You're basically having rye. It's a crispy whiskey taste.
Crispy
and it's
whiskey.
Lighting up the mouth. And I was enjoying all those perfumey, fermenty, stanky ciders. But you know when you just stop fucking around and you just kind of...
It's like, you know, grappa? You ever had grappa at a winery?
Yeah.
Where it's just like, yeah, you've had all the wines, but here's the real shit.
I pronounce it grape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can.
Well, don't forget
You'd
about,
be wrong.
Yeah. Don't forget about your college roommate, Matt Grana.
That's true.
Speaking of Ithaca, Jeff, when you're saying, you know when you're at a winery and then they bring out the grappa, I was with you at a winery when that happened. I know the moment you're talking about 20 years
ago. Discovered
it. You know the one time the three of us have been to a winery?
But you're acting like, it's like, I'm always hanging out wineries, but then when that grappa
comes out,
I was with you and you didn't like it.
Now, who's singing a different tune about cider? Because I know I am. Michael?
aside.
The tune I'm singing. Are we doing final thoughts here?
No.
All right. I'll save my tune.
Your current tune.
My current tune is I loved the miniature setup they had. They had a little bunch of miniature cars and things in a little case.
The ambiance
was great.
That's true. Not to get too hyper local, but if you live in Los Angeles, Alma's Bar here is an amazing place to go on a date. It's a warm little boutique.
I will be back for sure.
The music was cool.
And this is curated. There was very good jazz music that was handpicked. There was little miniature cars.
Little dioramas built into the windowsill.
The light fixtures were beautiful. The stereo system was vintage and beautiful. Everything was really inviting.
And I'll tell you what else. Lee, the tender who served us, fish fan. Good guy.
I like a guy
in
like
my
that.
Book.
All right. Fantastic. Well, folks, we'll see you back at the house.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And we're back in the living room.
It's nice to be home. You know, as fun as it was to have a wild episode where we went on the world, I got homesick.
Yeah, me too. It's good to be back.
I don't know if you guys saw at one point I went to the bathroom and I went, ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, everyone heard that. I was like, is he okay? He's fine.
I said, Mike, we got to get him home.
Yeah.
Remember, at another point I went, wee!
I said, Mike, we got to get home, put him down.
Yeah. Wazoo!
Put him to sleep.
Put him down to kill him?
No, just you like you do with a toddler.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
You got to put him.
You know, I wouldn't
we'll
mind.
Put his favorite video on, then we'll put him down.
If I'm ever sort of in pain, you guys can pull the plug on me.
Whoa. Never. In pain?
Keep me alive in pain?
Oh, shit. Okay.
No. Hey.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Well, how long is the. Okay. Yeah, anytime.
Let's say, for example, there's an alligator biting my dick.
Uh huh.
Pull the plug on me.
You give me, if we're out and you're feeling in a bad shape, you give me two quick winks in the left eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm out. I'm
left
gotcha.
Eye Lopez.
Or give me one of the old, like, you sort of wave in front of your neck, like, mm-hmm. Okay, that's it. Cut it
that's
off.
That's enough of this.
That's enough.
Shut I'm it out. Down.
All right. He's gone. All right, he's
Mike,
a goner.
You're tearing into your Underberg.
Oh, are we doing this now? I don't know. I just...
Well, these come with a paper foreskin on the top.
Have
of
we
the
even
bottle.
Talked about
Folks,
what these are yet?
This is the bartender there gave us Underberg. I think he called it Underberg. Underberg natural herb bitters. It's a teeny little bottle. It says after a good meal, and we said, "What's this?" And he says, "It's kind of a hipster way to end your day." And we said, "That works for us."
And he said, "A lot of these bars have been carrying these." And I said, "Lee, I've never seen one in my goddamn life.
Fork them over, dude." And he said, "I'll oblige."
No, he gave them to us. We didn't ask for them. He.
But I like that. I like this, the tradition of a little paper shooter. 44% alcohol? Yipes. Yeah. Okay, that's going to get us crunked up and skunked up.
And it says right on there, after a good meal, to feel bright and alert.
To feel bright and alert.
Oh.
Interesting. Huh. Underberg is an herb. Bitters taken from taken for digestion.
It is not a beverage. It is not to be sipped, but taken all at once and quickly because of its aromatic, strong taste. It is also used as a flavoring. Boom.
Here's what I might do. I'm going to take off the cap. Then I'm going to up the butt.
Yeah.
Then okay. I'm going to handstand.
And then.
Okay. Hmm. Lee was also saying this is like if you shoot it, it's a taste.
Yeah.
And if you pour it out into something, it's a different taste.
And he said it's worse.
A bad taste.
He said, don't do that.
Oh, he also said if you have the caps, these little green caps, this is a cool, it's a cute
It looks
bottle.
Awesome.
It's a very cute little bottle.
I took pictures. We can post it.
This is if you keep the caps, you send them into. And you can win like a bandolero belt where you can stick all these little things into it, or
it's a whole world and we're into the scene if we like the taste.
Ooh, the smell, this is licorice.
Shall we? I'm gonna crack it.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Underberg.
Ready?
I like this.
Ready?
Hey, on. Bottoms up. To cider. Zing!
Ooh, ouch!
Ow.
Well, because of the narrow because of the narrow neck of the bottle, you can't really shoot it. It just dumps slowly into your mouth.
It takes a while.
It's funny because I like that.
Oh fuck!
It's like a really strong burn of kind of an Amaro black licorice, but if I could shoot it back, it would be fun, but it trickles into your mouth so slow.
Yeah. I feel like I got pranked.
Lee pranked.
Ouch. I
do feel bright and alert.
Me too, and it's sure to invigorate the anus tomorrow morning.
This was interesting. Yeah, it's a nice burn in the throat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting rid of that burn.
Nope.
For a while.
Nice. It's clovey.
Uh-huh.
Not just licorice. Clove.
Yeah. I actually don't know if it's licorice at all. I always just say that, but it's specific.
This is definitely a challenge shot. We've talked about challenge shots before, or the end of the night. Hey, who's doing a fireball?
I'm doing one. You doing? Yeah, fuck you. Oh yeah,
this is one of those.
Yeah. Who's doing? Who wants to make sure they don't get laid tonight? Huh?
Why wouldn't you get laid?
No.
That is not the point.
At the end of the night at the bar, who's doing Jaeger bombs? No.
Who's doing Jaeger bombs? Jaeger moms.
Jaeger bombs?
Jaeger bombs.
Come on out.
Jaeger bombs.
They say if you get too hammered, you don't get to nail.
Chef.
Wisdom.
You talk like that.
Wisdom on the pod.
That's also, it's one of those play on words things where it sounds like it works. The sexual meaning works, but then when you're like,
Tim,
the carpentry meaning of it doesn't work. You get too hammered, you don't get the nail. It doesn't.
Get too hammered. You have a hammer. So if you get hammered, you now have a hammer.
Yeah.
If you get too hammered, you don't get the nail.
But why? If you were building a roof.
Yeah. It's not about the carpentry, Tim. This is what I'm.
Oh, it's more of a sexual thing.
The carpentry aspect just gets you going.
How about this?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You get too inebriated, you don't get to fornicate. That's a little more on the nose.
Yeah.
Here's my final thoughts about us. These ciders.
Hit me.
I don't like them.
I don't like them. After a night like we had, like an after a night like we shared,
I know.
I don't like it. I don't like them.
I
would be fascinated to just have your palate for one night and just feel what tastes like to have food, yeah. have drinks,
yeah.
dislike it.
Loves OJ. Anything 2 degrees away from OJ, dislike.
You couldn't handle this palate. Here's the thing. I like it in the sense that like I can drink it without puking. Yeah. And I can drink it and have a fun time and say, oh, this is good. This is this and that. And I just don't want more of it. That's what I mean by don't like. I don't.
Okay. So,
I didn't have anything to.
You're saying it's not an order again.
Not an order again. And Lee, I hope if Lee, you're listening, I love you, buddy. And I was so happy to meet you. I'm glad you're a Fish fan. And I just, this might just not be the thing for me, but I'm still going to come to your bar because it's a cool bar. But,
it is a lovely bar. And. Yeah, well, you're not blaming Lee. He gave us a trip around the world, and you're saying you just like you don't want your fruits fermented.
Yeah,
I don't want my fruits fermented.
Do you think part of that is that you've spent a couple of years even acclimating to beer? You know, like when you first try beer, you're not like, oh, I want more of this taste,
right.
And then culturally, you're just like, well, everybody drinks this, and it's awesome to party.
Yeah, but I mean, I just had my first shot of Underberg, and I loved it.
You loved it?
Yeah, it made me bright and alert after dinner.
Yeah. It's an order again for me. And I'll say I think I turned a bit of a corner on cider tonight. Now, I'm not going out to the bars looking for cider now.
Oh, interesting. So this isn't an order again, but no. Like it? This is when we bring a human element in, Lee. you're trying to be nice.
No.
Don't be nice, Jeff.
No.
Be nasty.
I feel like I like these ciders. I enjoyed that a lot. Am I going to drink like an Angry Orchard? No. You know,
Neither would Lee.
Right. And that's neither not what we had tonight.
And that's
not what we had tonight.
That's what was different. Illuminating for me is I've had some of this type of shit before, but I really liked, you know, Angry Orchard is a once a year. I'll have like I said, I'm on a hayride. I'll have an Angry Orchard or whatever other shit.
You got your arm wrapped around a scarecrow.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you drinking, ouch, buddy? Your fucking brain. Get the fuck off of me, man.
No, I'm kidding.
Ah, yes, but the Crumbaddies.
What was illuminating for me today was, it reminded me of when I went to a mead vineyard or whatever that's called and tasted some meads. You're like, this is nice.
A hunnery.
I was drinking these ciders and saying, I understand if anyone doesn't like the taste of fermented stuff, because it is, isn't it weird that like a lot of the greatest delicacies in life,
are rotten.
Blue cheese, red wine, truffles, gross. Yeah.
Fresh apples.
These are
brand new grapes. Yes. What are you talking about?
These are my favorite tastes. And also, I'll admit, they're a little bit repugnant. It's something to get over. Mm-hmm. And the fermentation does something that for me, where it's like, it's hitting me in a new way, and it's exciting. And I really like the flavors I had tonight. I like these kind of delicate ciders where we're just having little sips, and I didn't feel like it shouldn't be swapped in for a beer. You shouldn't be trying to have a big pint of this and be like, I'm having beer. I think that these are more fragrant little sippers.
Yeah. If you think of it more like wine, or like a halfway point between wine and beer.
Yeah.
You do yourself well.
That's interesting. We when you're talking about the repugnant taste, something that wakens us up. The thing.
Underberg.
The thing that you don't like, you know, you watch the trashy reality shows. I like that. You watch the slap, the Oscar slap. Ooh, I like that. I want more of it. Yeah. We want crap.
Well, how about a challenging? You're going the wrong direction, Mike. I'm saying. yes. I'm wrong.
Happens from time to time.
I think that when you're saying reality TV, you're going a trashy direction where that to me, that's like, do I like eating, a big barrel of cheese balls, those little puffs cheese balls?
Yes. I do.
Yes, I love them. But I know that's reality TV, right? I'm going the other direction. I said, stinky cheese, stinky wine, truffles.
I'm saying the elevated stuff where you only want a little bit of it. Oh. It's challenging to your palate, not unlike the music of Philip Glass.
Well, that's interesting to me because that's all I listen to these days.
Is that the only thing you've ever listened to?
Not the only thing I've ever listened to, but these days that's all I listen
but
to.
But you know, when you're listening to Rachmaninoff and you're saying, oh.
You know, I don't know if I've ever heard of, I've Rachmaninoff is a reference. I don't know if I've ever heard a Rachmaninoff tale. Track.
Wait, which one?
Is he a?
I'll spin you a yarn of a rock.
Is he a writer or
one?
He's a pianist.
He's a composer, my man. I'll tell you, Rachmaninoff tale. One time he was playing those ivories, and then he hit a couple of the ebonies as well.
Rachmaninoff, what a name!
You got to talk to your boy Cassidy. He knows all that Rachmaninoff.
I'll call him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mike, sorry to wake you up so early. Rachmaninoff, what do you know?
Fill me in, bud.
Fill me in, pal. Do you have the internet? No, I know I do, but you got to tell me.
Man. I've got to go by Office Depot and get one of those CDs with the free hours of AOL.
I think those must be up to, if they're still doing that must be up to 100,000 hours.
Yeah. That's so funny. We used to get those in the mail. It's like, what even was that? What a weird scam.
And then we get like higher and higher in the amounts of time.
Higher and higher, higher. It's a living thing.
Is AOL still even a thing?
Yeah, Mitch has an AOL email.
That is odd.
Yeah. What about Netscape Navigator? That's another one.
Yep.
That's what I used at Ithaca.
Or Prodigy.
Prodigy was the first one I had heard of. I didn't ever use it, but I remember hearing like, Mom, Dad. There's something called Prodigy.
Prodigy was the first way people described me as a student in middle school.
The first way. What was the second?
We were wrong about Prodigy.
Dumbass.
We take it back.
Dumbass fuckface. Fuck, you can't say that to me.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. That doesn't really make sense for this episode.
I guess cans and bottles of cider?
Bottles and cans, so just clap your hands.
Unless you have a cider recipe.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can check us out if you want more boys on patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Listen to the Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode where we talk about going to the mall and cooking eggs and running a mile.
This week was Dave and Buster's. That was fun.
Yeah, don't make it sound boring. It's going to the mall, cooking eggs.
Cooking eggs.
Egg bake.
Oh, Mikey, you made me a great egg bake the other day. Oh,
they and
I made
you.
I made him an egg in a hole today, Tim.
They did.
I paid him back.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Too salty. I think you put a lot of salt on that thing, Joe.
You say that to me on the pod?
I don't know.
You say that to him on the pod?
Pepper's enough.
On the pod. I you know what, Mike? I think it would be proper if that topic came up and say, Jeff, can I talk to you in the other room?
Yeah.
You go over there and you say, too salty.
Here's what I'll say.
I don't feel like I don't like feeling like you're hoarding ammunition all day to release against me on the pod.
Well, that is exactly what I'm doing because I know we need content. So
it's king.
Jeff.
Yeah, it's king.
Jeff makes the egg in a hole good, good. It all tastes good, a little salty. And I said from the other room, I said, hey, make the hash browns too that, you know, I bought.
And, what were you doing in the other room?
I was working on my computer. And I'm still kind of waiting for those hash browns. I don't know why he didn't make those.
You know
what happened, Jeff?
I do remember when you vaguely requested also having me make you hash browns.
Vague is vague. I don't know how vague it is to say, hey, and also make those.
Hey,
hash
also
browns
make those hash browns
that I purchased.
Was it one of those bags?
It's a bag, very easy to make.
Orida,
just enough for the two of us. Would have been perfect to zero out that bag. I don't know what you were doing in the kitchen. I was almost going to come in and say, hey, you're making those hash browns. You didn't do it. And when I got my plate, great. I got two eggs in a hole, but I didn't get the hash browns. I don't know what the fuck you were doing.
See, here's the thing. I know you're joking because you like to make You like to make some fun on a pod.
Yeah, not exactly.
But I think it's coming from a serious place because you're such a square meal man.
That's right.
This guy likes his sides. He doesn't want just the main.
You need your little starchy.
No, I got starch with the... Yeah, no, I did not. Mm. And I just know Jeff's got a lot on his plate these days. And I wanted to ride him in the kitchen and I didn't want to... But so then at the end I suffer. So I'm being nice and I don't get what I want.
You suffer? Would you say you suffered severely?
Let's see. When you think of suffering, you think of Christ. You think?
Yeah.
Hanford. Yeah.
Because you look down at your plate, no potatoes. Then you say that's okay. I've got an egg in the hole. I'll eat it. I just hope it's not too salty. Then you take a bite.
I looked down at my plate, no potatoes. I was like, okay, I'll look over Jeff's plate.
I'll crane my neck over.
He must be having the potatoes. He'll scoop them over me. Oh, Jeff doesn't have any potatoes either.
The potatoes were not cooked.
Fine. So Jeff didn't want me to have potatoes for some reason. So
the request
I'm
went
the eggs
ignored.
And well, salt as far as I can see, and he knows I've got a blood pressure problem, and he knows salt a bit.
This was pretty much a murder attempt.
Yeah, why do you think I'm getting out of here tomorrow?
Tim, I'm trying to make this boy pop. Trying to fill him up with blood.
You got beautiful white walls in this apartment. I'd hate to make a mess.
Well, with your splashing blood?
Bingo.
Ooh. Folks, it was a good episode. Mm. We got out there in the world this time.
We sure did.
And we do that on the Blowout a little more. Check it out.
The Blowout is actually where we have the most fun. This is a job. The Blowout is fun.
Mm. This show sucks.
Yeah.
Our passion is the Blowout.
Yes. This is...
My passion is fashion.
Well...
Well, we'll talk about that offline.
Goodbye, folks.
Stick around for the organ counter melody you've always wanted to hear.